I do have to say, I find it hypocritical. They don't like me preaching out here using an amp, but your pastors use amps in there. You use amps at your sporting events. Folks, did you know the Baptist faith is deceiving you? You're following man-made traditions. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you these false man-made traditions. The gospel does not call you out of the world. The gospel they preach is a compromised, easy-believe gospel that cannot save anyone. They live in fear. They have to hire armed gunmen to stand. What are you afraid of? Do you think she can stop Satan with her pistol? Can she stop God? Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. That would be the Father. Can her pistol stop God? Can her pistol stop Satan? Why do you hire gunmen? The Baptists live in fear. What are you afraid of? Revelation 21:8 says, no, fearful cowards will inherit eternal life. Revelation 21:8. What are you fearful of? What are you afraid of, Baptist faith? Turn and repent. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can know that which is the perfect will of God. The will of God, right from the Holy Scriptures. The will of God says that to know Jesus Christ is to love Jesus Christ, is to keep his word and to keep his ways. But the Baptist faith is not keeping God's word, is not keeping God's ways. You say you're only 15, but if you study the word of God, God will reveal it to you and he'll show it to you. They keep a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, young man. They keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. They keep that phallic symbol on the roof. They keep feminization. They don't teach women to dress themselves biblically, cover their heads in holiness. They don't teach men how to dress themselves. This is supposed to be the temple of God. Okay, they don't teach that. They teach many, many false ways that's on that card. And here's what we're going to have. You'll appreciate this. At don'tperish.com, it's right on that card. There's going to be a testing with audio and video up to show why this is unbiblical. You could study it and you can email me anytime. You got to be in truth. Did you know Jesus shed his blood for you, young man? Mm-hmm. Let me go over the gospel for you. And by repentance, you got to be willing to turn from all your sin. And if you don't turn from your sin, God won't give you the Holy Spirit. You won't be born again. You can't follow on in holiness and obedience and endure. You have to be willing to lose your entire life. I have a question for you. Does your family and stuff go here? Okay. Would you be willing to lose everything to follow Jesus biblically, or will you be a Baptist even if they keep a bunch of false ways?
I still don't understand what's wrong with Baptists.
Yeah, that's what you have to test and study over, and that's where our website will help you. The shed blood of Jesus and his spirit through repentance will guide you and help you. I'm here to help you too, okay?
Okay.
All right, we love you. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Ephesians 5:9 talks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So does Galatians 5. Hardly anyone quotes Ephesians 5:9. Goodness, truth, and righteousness. The Baptist faith does not practice these things on a regular basis. They're far from the truth. They're not practicing righteousness. They don't do what's right before God. They're not in the truth because they keep many pagan holidays and false ways. As far as goodness goes, goodness is following after Christ and obeying and keeping Christ's ways. So the Baptist faith is far from goodness, truth, and righteousness. Our testing at don'tperish.com. Sir, can I give you a gospel card to show you why the Baptist faith is lying to you and it's not the truth? Our testing is going to be up with audio and video later. You can look it up at don'tperish.com to help you see the biblical faith versus man-made religion. Loving our neighbor today. Telling the truth. Warning people that the shed blood of Jesus calls you to righteousness. You're not righteous before God as you keep man-made traditions. Jesus said in Matthew 15, howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping the doctrines of men, and you ignore the commandments of God. Young man, would you like a gospel card to show you why the Baptist faith is unbiblical? You're being deceived. It's going to take a lot more than Sunday church attendance and that metal cross to save you, young man. You got to turn and repent. You got to come out of the world. If you haven't come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You could line up just about any faith. Line up the Mormons. Line up the Jehovah's Witnesses. Line up the Anabaptists. Line up the Catholics. Line up the Baptists. Line up the Lutherans. You can line up all of them. They're all a bunch of man-made traditions that are far outside the truth of God. And they're not keeping the commandments of God in holiness and righteousness. Man-made Sunday religion is deceiving you, folks. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. Look at our 10-point test. The 10-point test shows you why American churchianity is false. We happen to be outside a Baptist church, but you're following false man-made Sunday religion that's not going to save you. Look up our 10-point test and the gospel at don'tperish.com. Unless you do that, and you're in the truth, you're not going to find eternal life. Now let's walk over there. Folks, you're being deceived by man-made religion. The biblical gospel calls you out of the world. Crossroads Church doesn't call you out of the world. Neither does the Baptist Church. The biblical gospel calls you to keep and obey all truth. You're not obeying the truth at Crossroads Church. We're outside the Baptist Church. We thought we'd include you as people are coming out. Free speech here in America. We're just warning our neighbors. We'll probably put a testing up of Crossroads Church as well. Why? Because we want to warn our neighbors in love so that you can turn. Come out of your satanic systems of building attendance, pagan holidays, incomplete gospels, and worldliness that cannot save you. Let me do a video and then we'll put one up for Crossroads Church. I know, maybe I'll make a separate one. Okay. Leave it, but let's do another one. I'm just going to do it real quick. Ready? Go. So we're out here preaching outside a Baptist church, and in between services, right across the street is Crossroads Church. So we're going to have a testing up of Crossroads Church, and we want to tell you, neighbors in love, you're following a false gospel of worldliness. You're following Sunday traditions of men. You're following cultural churchianity that cannot save you. So we're going to put a testing up of Crossroads Church at don'tperish.com. Why? The gospel the churches in America preach do not call you out of the world. It doesn't lead to a transformed life of holiness and obedience and righteousness. The gospel does not call you out of your pagan false holidays. There's many, many sins against the American church system. Our testing of Crossroads is going to tell you in truth and love. Why? You cannot be of this. Mark 7, you're worshiping God in vain, keeping your false cultural churchianity. The testing will be up later today. Check it out. Loving our neighbor with the truth of God. Christ crucified, his death, burial, and resurrection. Repent, be born of God by the Spirit of God, and walk in holiness and obedience and endure to the end. That's the gospel you need to come out of your sin and all worldliness. Loving the truth. Lifting up Christ this day. There's our twofer. Nice. I know a brother that I can put to work on looking up screen captures for me. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great, brother. So as we were talking about, it doesn't matter what denomination you're talking about. Line them up. They're all made of man. In fact, we have on audio one of their men admitting, yeah, denominations are made of man. We don't need them. And then he tried to say, I'm of Christ, not of the Baptist faith. Well, then why do you need the Baptist faith with all of its lies and all of its false ways? You probably heard we walked across the street. There was a crossroad church that was just kind of letting out. And so we did a video because we want to put a testing up to help them as well in the truth. And people always say to us, well, why do you do this? We got three police officers standing here. We're absolutely peaceful. They hire gunmen to protect themselves at the Baptist church. Gunmen can't stop Satan and they can't stop God. I don't know what they are fearful of. Hey, you could stop a gunman, I guess, but they hire gunmen. We're standing here with three police officers. We witnessed to all of them the gospel and the ones that were interested. And we go, and this causes trouble. Preaching the truth causes trouble. Isn't that interesting? Is that what happened in Jesus' time, brother? Exactly. Sister Armin, is that what happened to Paul in his time? Preaching the truth causes trouble. So if you're not preaching the truth, you definitely won't have any trouble in this world. Satan goes, I got you. You're mine. Thank you. Water it down. Don't make anybody mad. Bring out the coffees and cookies. Be a, as my young brother said in one of his studies, be a donut dunker, but not a dunking biblical disciple, meaning dunked, biblically baptized disciple, following, obeying Christ. They're more worried about dunking donuts in their coffee, because they often bring us out cookies and coffee. They often do all kinds of fleshly things in there. They're clearly not about the truth. This church has been around for close to or over 100 years, and they can't figure out the male phallic symbol on their roof. They can't figure out their pagan holidays. They can't figure out that their gospel is false. They can't figure out that worldliness is a stench before a holy God. So the pagan Baptist faith gets exposed this day. And it will be. Our testing will be up with audio and video later today. The testing's already up, but we're going to add to it. Because we love our neighbor, love God's truth, repent, turn, become a child of God by the shed blood of Jesus. The biblical gospel leads you to holiness and righteousness. And unless you turn and repent because of what Christ has done, what a glorious Savior we have. He comes into the world to seek and save the lost. He says, lose your life to follow me in truth. You haven't done it, Baptists. You have not lost your life to follow Jesus Christ in truth. You have not come out of every false way. So it's loving to tell you the truth. It's loving to stand with gospel signs and mark this place on this day and then mark it on the internet as well. Paul said, do not be conformed to the world, Romans 12. Jesus said, the truth sets you free, John 8. I want to be free in the truth. I want my neighbors to be free in the truth. Maybe some of these teenagers that walk by, talk to one young man. Maybe he will open his Bible and actually begin to seek the truth. We shall see. We're standing here, lifting up Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 10, lose your life to find him. The Baptists haven't done that. They all defend their worldly false practices. Jesus said, no man can have two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Jesus said, build your life on the rock. He is the rock. The Baptist faith and all these other places have built their lives on the sand of denominations, the sand of man-made traditions, the false ways that cannot stand before a holy God. So we're just loving our neighbor with the truth today. Seeking Christ in holiness, righteousness, doing what he called us to do. Preach the gospel. Make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded.